Morning, everybody. I'm about to do a Why Didn't They Laugh episode. A buddy of mine sent me a great email. Welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh. I'm your host, Owen Benjamin, and I got an awesome email from a buddy who's been listening to the podcast, and I'm going to read it, and then we're going to discuss some of his ideas and questions. Someone just wrote, I'm on Periscope right now. I like to do this now. It's kind of fun. It feels like there's more people in the room. All right, so this is from Dave. Has been a friend of ours for years now. He writes, hey man, dropping a quick email versus a text due to length. Watched Two Broke Vets and a Sad Clown recently. Great stuff. Your brother is a healer. His curiosity and void of prejudice made me latch on and really helped me compartmentalize my past. I remember being amazed at his ability to cut through preconceived boundaries, like walking around a bar, surveying which of the seven deadly sins applies most to your life. My brother really does this stuff, by the way. And people responding. Then coming to Plattsburgh for a weekend, meeting you, sleeping on Aaron's dorm floor. To put in perspective how long ago this is, by the way, I was in college and Aaron is now dead. All right, anyway, being exposed to warm, alive, accepting people. Then, when I visited you in LA, I got to meet Nick Swartzen. We went to New York City, shows. It all really helped me adjust. It's much appreciated. Little backstory on Dave. Dave was in a cult until he was a teenager. He was born into a cult. He has a fifth grade education. And now he owns his own business and is expecting a child. He's one of the kindest, best people you've ever met. Literally just radiates awesomeness. And so when my brother met him so long ago, he had just gotten out of a cult, but my brother didn't care. All right, so anyway, as Dave was never, I can't remember the name of it, but you know, they put him in a basement and all this crazy shit. He can build a house from scratch. But you know, I remember him telling a story about how when his brother first saw an action movie, he started sweating and crying and shaking because he didn't know it wasn't real. He had never seen television before. So like when a missile was coming at him, he just started freaking out. And so then he meets my brother, who's just the most extroverted, non-judgmental person on the planet. Then he meets me, and then I start getting kind of known in Hollywood. And he goes out and he meets Nick Swartzen and I think he met Sandler, and like Swartzen loved him so much that they exchanged numbers, and in Nick Swartzen's phone is Dave Cult. All right, so anyway, so there's a real happy ending to Dave, just FYI. All right, anyway, I always enjoyed your comedy, the challenging comedy. I remember the Jenna Jameson song in college. Sweet music, offensive lyrics to some. Love it. I can play that for you guys, by the way. This is one of the first jokes I ever did. I was 19 or 20, I believe. I was in college. It goes, Jenna Jameson, I love you, baby. You're always there. You're just waiting for me in my VCR. Girl, I know you care. I can fast forward you if I want to, but when I see a great shot, I'll hit pause. You don't know what you give to me, Jenna. You're my porn star Santa Claus. Your titties take away all my pain. In Anorama 27, I could tell your face was numb from cocaine. But I would never judge you, oh no, Jenna. I just kept loving you even more. You can be my Aphrodite, and I would be your Thor. Cause I love you like the moon loves the deep blue sea. And every time you're getting fucked doggy style, girl, you're just looking at me. Alright, so you get the idea. It was a love song for a porn star. All right, so he wrote, forcing people to be honest while laughing, which brings us to the podcast. Not always supposed to be funny, but always honest. Real raw life, which I relate to hard. education, information, experience shots, like wheatgrass for the brain and soul. Keep it up. Not that you could stop learning, seeking truth, but the sharing is optional. Going to Patreon to help keep it flowing. Much respect. A few questions I've been tossing around. This is what I wanted to get to for the episode. Wondering what the driver is behind the current left. What is the end game? Great question. I would love to talk to any of you guys on Periscope right now. I want to jump in on this. I talked to my dad about that because my dad's a college professor. My mom's a college professor. And I asked him why colleges are becoming so insanely left. And my dad had a great answer. He said it starts with the fact that professors don't make a lot of money. And usually a lack of motivation for money is more of a left-wing way of thinking. And so that little factor, like the way evolution works, a tiny little factor will start making something big. And it takes a while. But it happens. You know, like the littlest factor, like I personally am not super motivated by money. Right. Agendas are almost always money driven. I completely agree with that. But I'm talking about at Brown University, there's 46-1 for left to right, which is insane. That's not what a campus should be. Because I agree with more right wing economic thinking. I'm a big fan of Thomas Sowell. I don't believe in minimum wage, stuff like that, you know? And when you say that, it's gotten to the point where people go, oh, you hate the poor, and they freak out. And it's like, it's blatantly debatable. Blatantly. Thomas Sowell was a Marxist before, and then he worked in Puerto Rico. He's an economist. He's like an 80-year-old black dude from Harlem who went to Princeton or Stanford. Like, the dude is, read the book, Black Redneck, White Liberal. It's one of the best books ever written. Anyway, he went to Puerto Rico to do a study on, yes, but lack of motivation for money generally assumes a stable, secure environment. Yeah. Or, this is what I think. This is why I think leftism is so dangerous, is everybody's motivated by something, right? So this is the debate I've had with my dad, because my dad's not a leftist. He's a Democrat, but I still don't even think he is anymore because of how far the left has pushed. Like, my dad's a classical liberal is what they're called now, apparently. But, he's not a leftist. But he was always a Democrat. He was like a Upton Sinclair Democrat, like Muckraker Democrat. Like, let's stick it to corporations by writing about shit Democrat. Not what's happening now. He's not a safe space guy. Anyway. If you're not motivated by money, you're motivated by something. So what is it? I think a lot of the leftist people are motivated by ego and hubris, where they want to be reinforced that they're changing the world or that they have control of the world. You know, it's like, that's the problem with Marxism. Marxism assumes, this is the fallacy of Marxism, that the world is so greedy, we can't have capitalism. But people are so not greedy that communism will work. It's absolutely nonsense. It's a contradiction in itself. The problem with Marxism, and I know this because I felt it. I have felt the pull towards that, and it's my ego, right? Where it says, you know what's best for everyone. You know the truth. No, we don't. And that's why I think a lack of spirituality in people is very destructive as a whole. Like, now that we're a nation of, it's a growing nation of atheists. It's now you don't have anything to look up to and say, I am humble before God, right? That's a very important thing to feel. Because or else you think you can figure out life, which you can't. And so when you think I am above supreme knowledge, I can figure out how to allocate everything, you can't. It's never happened once. Karl Marx was in the 19th century. It's never worked ever once. But people keep saying, well, that's not true socialism. Yeah, it is. And it doesn't work. And so now college campuses, it's not that, I don't believe that there was this big agenda. I think it's become an agenda because, hang on, if God is dead, everything is permitted. Is that a Nietzsche quote? Is that Nietzsche? Nietzsche, I think, was an atheist, but he was also very terrified of religion going away. Oh, Dostoevsky? Oh, nice. Nietzsche was terrified by God being dead. He didn't want that. He also had syphilis. He had a lot of issues. But, like, when he said God is dead, he was not excited about this fact. So just bear that in mind. So I don't think, like most things, I don't think that it started as an agenda. I don't think human beings are that capable of foresight, but it can become it. I think it's so many things that annoy me just snowballed there. Okay, for example, Islam, Hollywood. Okay, both of those things, individually, they're fine. Individually, I don't have a problem with Muslim people. Islam itself, as a unit, can go to really terrifying places. It's the same as Hollywood. Some of my best friends are actors and directors and producers and comedians, people like just full-blown Hollywood guys, right? Fine, great people. You put them as a unit, it starts becoming really weird and creepy and agenda-driven. It's almost like the sum of parts. Like when you take people and you put them in a group, they start doing weird shit. And there's certain types. Yeah, mob mentality. Someone just wrote mob mentality. And there's certain mobs that don't bother me. Like I think a lot of Christians get this big. Christians, Jews, Buddhists. These people, when you see a mob of Buddhists, you don't get scared. When you see a mob of Christians, you don't get scared. You do because of television. You think that all these Christians in the cornfields are just waiting to burn a cross, which is absolute bullshit. I'm not going to say who it was, but I have a friend on The Daily Show from several years back, and they said, and they sent him to the Deep South, and him and a guy were holding hands, and they were like fake kissing and stuff on the street, and they were trying to videotape homophobia, and it never happened. And they didn't show that, because that would just be nice. They didn't show it at all because no one cared. Like, I think they went to Kentucky and then they went to Alabama. And they're, like, holding hands being like, hey, hey, and no one cared. And all these, like, demons in your mind. All right, anyway, so this is that's the first. Okay, the end game of the left now, I believe, is just power, which is what it is for a lot. It's because even in Christianity, you love the sinner even if it's wrong. Right. And here's another thing I think people need to know about Christianity. Even evangelical Christianity, born-again Christians, who people think are the most judgy people ever, they're actually not. What it is they're judgy of all humanity. Where I used to be kind of freaked out by born-again Christians, and I did a college gig in South Carolina once, years ago. And I was hanging out with one of the guys. He was like, man, you're funny, man. And I'm like, oh, sweet. And so we hung out all night. And I'm like, what's the deal with you guys and like gay people and like premarital sex? And why do you guys get so pissed off at everything? He goes, it's a sin. And I'm like, explain to me how you have the right to say what's a sin or not. He goes, man, when I jerk off, it's a sin. He's like, everything's a fucking sin, man. He's like, I'm not saying I'm not a sinner. He's like, if you fuck and you are not trying to get a baby, that's a fucking sin, man. And he goes, and if you're putting it in a dude's ass, a baby ain't never coming out, man. Jerking off is a sin. Putting it in a dude's ass is a sin. He's like, I'm not saying I'm not a sinner. I'm just saying, fuck, man. He goes, I might be wrong and we might all just be fucking dirt, man. He goes, but I hope that ain't the case. And I got the fucking good book and this shit is going to take me to motherfucking heaven, man. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm down with that. You just think everything that isn't to procreate is a sin. He's like, yes. And I'm like, so when you whack off, also a sin. He's like, yes. I'm like, so you think gays live in sin because they're not attempting to procreate and they're just doing it for pleasure. He's like, yes. And I'm like, oh. So they're just holding themselves to an extremely high standard. I personally don't think that, but I can see how you could. That to me makes sense. To me, that isn't how I think personally, but I see how the cracks in the pavement can lead to bigger cracks. And there's a certain mentality that's like, don't allow cracks. that can keep people really wound up. I think there's a real balance that needs to be balanced, but the left is the opposite. No, I don't think God hates anybody. I think that I don't think God hates anybody. I think that if you're really into Christianity and you would know that God isn't full of hate. Hang on, someone wrote, I disagree. The laws in the Bible were to keep the Jews and bloodline of Christ alive to bring them out of the wilderness. See, I'm not that in, I don't know. I consider myself Christian in a sense, but you have to understand, I was raised Catholic, which is basically like the socialism of Christianity. So I don't know a ton about, like, I haven't done the deep analysis like a lot of people. Jesus died for gays too. Yeah, totally. Like, the way it was explained to me was whacking off is in the same line as anal. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Right. I think in the Old Testament, God can become a real dickhead, but I think the way Jordan Peterson explains that is really great. It was a set of rules in a very harsh environment that, like, these are the rules to keep you alive back when the world could eat you up constantly, right? And so the whole, like, don't eat shellfish and shit like that, like, you fucking died if you ate shellfish. There's no refrigeration or penicillin. Like, you die. You know, you steal your buddy's goat, he kills you. Yeah, Peterson gets to the bottom. And then Jesus was the one who brought love back to the Bible. Where, the Old Testament was like fire and brimstone shit. You know? All right, so anyway, I think the left is the opposite of everything I'm saying right now. Where it's like every indulgence is God to them. Where it's like, the more away from that ideal that we're explaining right now, the more they're worshipped. Like a transsexual prostitute on heroin would be seen above Jesus, which to me is insane, right? Where it's like you put these people on pedestals, like, and to me, I have no problem. Someone says, no, that's not true. Explain. I think that, like, the worship, the victim worship that we're doing right now, because it's not helping victims. It's not like anyone's giving victims a way out. They're just worshiping them and saying, look at this trans person who's just been crying all day and her makeup is smeared because white men exist. Victim worship is seen as higher than Christian worship. Yeah. And I don't see that ending well. In economics, it'd be called a Ponzi scheme where you need constant expansion. That's when it really jarred me awake to leftist agenda. Hang on, Old Testament can't be written before new. It's where the Jewish teachings end. They don't have new. Well, Jesus was Jewish. Listen, I don't want to get in a super religious argument because A, I don't know enough, and B, it just isn't as exciting. That leads to stagnation. Yeah, well, all socialism does. Testament is they believe Christ is yet to come. Yeah, I gotta look into some of this stuff, guys. All right, but all I'm speaking more culturally in the modern world. What I see is, that's kind of the point. Yeah, totally. So you got to keep finding victim groups or else your Ponzi scheme falls apart. And I think that's what the left is currently doing. They had black victim group, and Thomas Sowell will explain that once the welfare state was created, everything fell apart for black community. You know, they had like a 90% wedlock birth rate, and now it's like 17% because the state incentivized out of wedlock birth, which tore apart their community. The victim story is much more accessible now than ever, so more people jump on board. I know the concept of person of color is the dumbest thing ever. What is it? Someone from Thailand, Guatemala, Nigeria, American, black, an Eskimo, and a Japanese person have in common? The answer, nothing, unless you're a white supremacist. The concept of person of color is the inverse of white supremacy, which oddly justifies white supremacy. If you make, it's almost like a photograph, like the negative of a photograph is the photograph. You just have to shine a different light through it. So when you say things like person of color, you are now creating a binary system between whites and everyone else, which is white supremacy. It's fucking crazy. All right, here we go. So next up. So I hope that answered that question. Wondering if gender is getting in the way of a future technology. I found this fascinating. Is gender getting in the way of future technology? I think that that's a motivator because I think a lot of these people, I think when the left went from New York City to San Francisco or Silicon Valley, that's when they went from like bitchy unions, which are fine. I mean, they bitch a lot, but like whatever, you know, like a JFK Democrat who still is a war hero. Okay, I keep quoting you on this. We don't seek white pride. We just don't want to feel white shame. Bingo. That's exactly it. That's when I really turned, is when I've never had white pride. I've had cultural pride. I like the fact that I'm part Irish and part Swedish and part German and, you know, part Czech. Like, these things I have pride in because those groups immigrated to America in some really crazy times and they have wonderful food and culture. But my skin doesn't give me pride. But it also doesn't give me shame. And I would, over my fucking dead body, will I have shame over my existence? Kiss me, I'm white. Oh, that's hilarious. You guys are hilarious. All right, so I think the Silicon Valley kind of Asperger-y on the spectrum, somewhat sociopathic genius billionaires, see gender as an inconvenience for something. There's some kind of algorithm that doesn't like gender. Nothing wrong with being proud of ancestors and your origins. Completely agree. I'm very proud of my ancestors and my origins. I'm very proud of America. I'm very proud of a lot of things. I think the color of my skin doesn't give me pride because I didn't really know what white was until the left established what white was. Just shot a groundhog. Finally got the sucker. Nice! What'd you shoot him with? 22 or... All right, so anyway, victim hierarchy, black, Hispanic, women, Asian, straight, white men. Yeah, well, I don't even know anymore. Italians and Irish went through hell and migrating here. Be proud, of course. But they all know this. Anybody that isn't an idiot knows what we're saying right now. They just want power. And so I think this lack of gender comes from the mind of someone with Asperger syndrome where, oh, thank you, where the binary male-female, oh, God damn it. All right, guys, I got to get out of here. Hang on, did this just end? All right, I'll finish this. This will be part one of a part two situation because I have to pick up my wife from dance class. All right, maybe I'll just extend it on this thing. Hang on. Back in business. Amy and Wally needed a ride. They're at the farmer's market, and Walter had dance class. So that's why I had to bounce real fast. But I'm back in business. Oh, I wanted to talk about something else pretty funny. There was this video I saw today made by a bunch of just filthy feminists. It was about what life would be like for us, what life's like for us. And it showed a guy and he just kept being sexually harassed by women. And it was this like handsome guy and like women just kept being like, hey, let me see that ass and stuff like that. And the guy kept being like, literally in real life, within 5 seconds, the dude's dick would be out and he'd be furiously jerking off trying to have sex with the women. It isn't remotely comparable. Like, if women, listen, I literally play Coldplay in a funny way in front of thousands of drunk women for a living. Like, I've experienced everything that is in that video, and there is no male instinct that's like, leave me alone. It just isn't fucking possible. And, like, I'm fairly immune to it, and I still... There's at no point am I like feel threatened or disgusted. It's literally like, yeah, it is a big dick. Like, what guy would do that? The guy's like, not again. Not another girl that wants to objectify me. Like, are feminists really like stupid? I don't know. Like, you have to be oblivious to real life if you think that's reality. Like, there was even this, like, 70-year-old woman in it sexually harassing the guy. And even a 20-year-old guy would probably just start whacking off. All right. Well, I think they just don't understand men. I think that, like, the world is made so that everyone has to understand Colin Kaepernick's half-black Hawaiian feelings, but no one has to understand white feelings. Not that white even exists, but, like, just basic white American feelings. Or, like, same with men. Like, we're supposed to understand women feelings, which we do pretty well. You know, I've half of my comedy career is about female feelings. But I don't think most women understand male feelings. We want to do a good job so that you touch our dicks. And that other men find us fun to be around. Maybe that's changing. Maybe that brings me back to Dave Gargan. Maybe that brings me back to Dave's. And I actually understand men now. Pretty cool. White men don't matter, dude, unless it's your fault. I started doing stand-up because I was grabbed by an 80-year-old woman with arthritis when I was 15. It's funny. That's hilarious. Yeah, I mean, you can be sexually harassed by, like, when gay guys sexually harass me. I see how it's a little annoying, but I still take it as a compliment. And I find it pretty funny. Like, when gay guys are like, so, when are you going to show me your dick? And I'm like, easy, bud. Easy, Clarence Thomas. I'm just kidding. I just thought that'd be a funny reference. But in no way am I like, I can't even believe. Because the irony is women spend so much money to look as good as they can. And then when they're noticed, they freak out about it. Because this is feed them, compliment them, and give them a release. Do you know that that's one of my jokes? One of my jokes from a special was, feed me, fuck me, stop yelling. I was going to make t-shirts, but I don't like making t-shirts. It's too much of a pain in the ass. What was I going to say? Fuck, I forgot. We're just talking about male emotions, being sexually harassed by the gays. I will say I felt violated when a gay guy grabbed my ass and got away with it up here. Well, no, but then, yeah, no, for sure. That's creepy, but you can also just push the guy. That is from you, joke about if straight men write for Cosmo. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's my Cosmo joke. You know, because women overthink men, and they're like, what's really going on in his head? Feed him, fuck him, stop yelling. Blank page, blank page, blank page. That was a joke, all about blank pages. It's bizarre. Which brings me back to Dave's original question, which was, yeah, he has more. Dave wrote me more. That's awesome. Where's the original one that I was just reading? All right. If gender is getting in the way of future technology, I think that maybe there's a chance that people don't even care about gender anymore because they're trying to create a world with no gender. And that's why this third wave feminist group doesn't understand sex, mating, anything. And everyone keeps talking about nature. You know, I saw this guy on Twitter talking about how, like, you know, he watched the March of the Penguins or something. And now it's like, if only people were this good. Penguins, by the way, one of my favorite animals, but they still constantly commit pedophilia, rape, and they eat each other's young. So let's pump the brakes on talking about nature. Nature is narco-capitalism times 1,000, and like anarchy. It's fight. It's a libertarian times 1,000. It's Mad Max on steroids. You know, you ever see a rooster just rape the fuck out of chickens all day long? That's in the new Case Closed, Beers Open, the podcast I do with my brother, where this one guy's talking about how, you know, if you get a rooster, the backs of the hens are just, there's no feathers because it's just constant rape. And that's, all right, this bullshit blurred lines with gender is like Twilight Zone. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. Yeah, but that's why you got the big bear. That's why you got me, to reassure you. Does the rest of the world feel the same way about gender? No, not even close. You go to Italy or something like that, you have dudes just being like, hey, you look good, mama. I want to put my penis in your vagina. And the chicks are like, you stay away from me, Carlos. And he's like, oh, you be back. I got my little Vespa. And she's like, you got to earn it, boy. And then they slap each other and then they fuck. You're a fucking man or a woman, that's it. Totally. See, that's the irony of all of this. I keep getting called a transphobe, but here's the irony. Carlos, that's Mexican. I don't know. Anybody with brown skin, they're all fucking named Carlos to me. I have no idea. Even if you're from Thailand. It's like, hey, Carlos. Anyway, I think XX is female, XY is male. The irony of all of this is I'm actually the liberal one in this. Like, the left has now made it so, like, if you are, like, feel different, you can be a man if you're a woman. And it's like, no, if you have XX chromosome, you're a woman. And the irony is, you can be XX chromosome with a beard, married to a woman, and you're a professional sea captain. And you're, in my eyes, you're still a woman. Ironically, I'm the one not establishing gender roles. The left is now talking like 1950s bigot shit, where it's like, oh, if you are, you know, imagine asking a woman with a bob haircut who's 6 feet tall, my mom, who is a professor, smart, tough, you know, wears sweatpants and her Green Bay Packers hoodie, doesn't give a shit, funny as fuck, tough woman, you know, grew up with a lead miner father. If you ask her pronoun, I will beat you to fucking death, because my mom is more female than fucking anybody, because she was a great mom and quit her job to raise us and was awesome. So a man can't menstruate, right? That's all. And I get letters from you guys all the time of women being like, thank you for sticking up for us. Thank you for sticking up for us. Because I'm actually sticking up for women. And these leftist psychopaths are taking the magic of what makes a woman, the creation of life, right? Nurturing, breastfeeding, fucking, and by the way, you don't have to have a kid to be a woman, so don't give me that argument. Do whatever you want. Be whatever kind of woman you want. But the magic of it is not for men. We do not get it. We don't have the biology for it. We can't just usurp the beauty and opulence and regality, the regal nature of women, because we feel like it. Because narcissism is getting so insane that nothing means anything. So fuck that. That isn't okay. Because fucking Bruce Kardashian won the Olympics and then got his Wheaties box and had all these kids and also wants to have the reverence of having a female body. No, go fuck yourself. I want a shirt that says a real woman isn't afraid to make her man a sandwich every once in a while. No, she should make the sandwich daily. And she doesn't have to, but if you treat a woman right and you provide for her and her, and she can be a woman, she's going to want to. Like, I did a joke recently that I just realized Amy has done my laundry for the last 6 years, and I really just thought it was a helpful ghost. But women want to take care of you. It's like in their DNA. And men want to defend their woman and work really hard and provide. And like, a woman making a sandwich for a man is not only not sexist, it's not demeaning, it's beautiful. Because the man then has to go to war, whatever their war is, whether it's working a job they hate, or actual war, or just sticking up for them, dying for them, doing whatever it takes to keep their family safe, is selfless, putting mayonnaise on bread, you selfish cunts. All right, so what do we got next? All right, so thinking about emotions, how movies outside of some docs or instructional are basically an emotional journey. Different types, but all emotional. Someone realized they could sell products with this. The news does the same thing. People knowingly or not gravitate to emotional. Yes, Dave makes an unbelievable point. By the way, this dude has a fifth grade education, owns his own business. Started his whole life in a cult, became friends with my brother, and things escalated for him in a very positive way. Yeah, war is a three-hour lawnmower. Exactly. Yeah, he's exactly right. Humans are not thinking animals who feel. We're feeling animals who think. Typing one-handed, have the baby in my arms. Right, because you're a good man. I was up twice last night soothing Walter so that Amy could get some extra sleep, because when you are in a loving relationship, it's not about keeping score or winning. It's about making sure your partner is happy and comfortable. And she's better than me at raising Walter. And she's better than me at cleaning and cooking. It's a fact. She doesn't even like when I cook, even though I'm a pretty sick cook, because she's very picky with food. So if I see her asleep and Walter's up crying, I want her to get as much REM sleep as possible. So I go in and soothe the baby. Because it isn't about gender roles, but it is about gender, what's it called? Statistical probabilities, you know? Like, I'm more likely to use my ambition and passion to make us money so she doesn't have to work and Walter can have safety and security. And she's more likely to spend time with him and nurse him and all that stuff, you know? So that's, but I will still do whatever, but I'm not going to get fake tits for my man chest and have people revere me as a woman because I'm not fucking insane. And people think that I've gone all right wing recently, which I am on the right wing now. But if you go back in my social media, go back 5 years, I've never said anything different. I mean, some of my stances have changed, but in general, I've always hated socialism and communism. I've always hated political correctness. I've always hated all this shit that is now becoming this cancerous, like it's called the Overton window, where a listener sent this to me. And by the way, someone also sent me a great book that I'm going to read, which I appreciate. It's called something about America and words or some shit. I can't wait to read it. Hang on. Perhaps people have these gender deviations because life is too easy. For sure. Took me 43 years and 10 relationships to figure it out, but you figured it out and that's all that matters. Yeah, I think without external pressure, people become birds of paradise and they start expressing themselves with their big plumes and they need to get punched in the fucking face. Most people say the same, the world floats around them. Yeah, which it doesn't. What stances have you changed? I've become less into abortion ever since having a child because I never had to think about it. I've never been with a woman who's had an abortion. And so I still am pro-choice in a sense where I think that it's a state's decision and I think a woman should have a legal right. But I personally find it pretty horrifying now, ever since seeing like the whole process of life. And I know I'll get shit for that, but I'm not saying a woman should have a right. I think it should be a window very early. A 20-week abortion should be illegal. Like, that's fucking crazy, man. Like, when you see that growth in the womb, I just can't imagine that anymore. I really can't. And that isn't about rights or hating women or all that shit. But once I went through the process of seeing life made, it's. I also don't want to say, as a male, I don't want to say what a woman can or can't do. So that's why it's one of those insane issues where both sides are right. It's very complicated. Yo, Owen, maybe we should have you do a podcast for CRTV. Yeah, man, I'm down. I love that shit. Big life events change people's life perspectives. Yeah, and that's because I don't have cousins. I have two uncles. Neither of them had kids, right? So I was never really raised around that big family environment where I witnessed like this long. Hang on, seeing the react and move during ultrasound is one of those life-changing moments. Yeah, I'd never been exposed to that. So I always was like, yeah, pro-choice. Well, he does with Crowder all the time, and that is CRTV. Stomp Sea Turtles. Yeah, man, I talk to Crowder all the time about it. Crowder was the one who put me in touch with Crane, so I'm always down to do anything. I mean, I want you on a special. Well, I'm taping a new special in Manchester. What is the point of the left anymore? Who knows? Like, who fucking knows, man? It's getting to the point where it's like, what do you guys do? Because socialism doesn't grow wealth. It only eats off the carcass of past wealth. And everyone, Ben Shapiro does a great job. Just to clump ourselves is my old claim. Yeah, see, that's the only, I like Crowder's stance on it actually, because he's extremely against it, but also he's like, if you're going to do it very early and make it like, you know, that's what he said on Rogan, where it's like 8 weeks. That way that covers rape, incest, all the shit that everyone keeps talking about. Oh dude. Because my mom was bleeding out. She had 5 miscarriages before me. And so technically, one is considered an abortion, even though she was desperately trying to have a child. But she was dying, right? Because in the 80s, they didn't have... No, 70s. They didn't have the best technology. And she was bleeding out. And so... And the fetus had already died. This is sad. But she had 5 miscarriages. She had me at 39. I had my brother earlier and then me. Anyway, I held on like a thug. But that's one reason why I was, how come it is illegal to destroy a bald eagle egg and abortion is not? That's a great point. Because people are obsessed with nature in a fucking creepy way at this point. Now, like what I was talking about with that dude who's obsessed with penguins, even though they're constantly raping little penguins. You know, you'll see that on Twitter where someone's like, a tiger eats a zookeeper and people are rooting for the tiger. I'm like, oh, anyway, what Ben Shapiro was talking about, he explained it really well, where free market and competition would get you better and cheaper healthcare, right? These aren't popular opinions. Because people don't want to think or like, really, I don't know. I'm pro-choice. Choice is the key word. I agree about doing it early. Right. See, I'm very into limited government. So I don't want the government to control the female body. But I think as a moral issue, people should just... I was blown away when I heard Lena Dunham say she regrets not having an abortion. It's one thing to be pro-choice. It's another thing to be pro-abortion. I find that extremely unsettling and weird and gross. So that's how I feel. Where I don't want... Oh, we're talking about abortion. Because I love committing career suicide over and over again. I'm literally turning this on. What are we talking about? Abortion. No, I'm really into constantly saying the things that people say I'm not allowed to address. It's pretty hilarious. All right, let's go on to the next thing. Dave is totally right about this. So talking about emotions, movies are basically an emotional journey. It's the same with comedy. It's the same with stories, music. You know, like Coldplay. Like, you can say, that's, like, so many of my jokes are about how this shit doesn't mean anything. Listen to this. I do, too. Come up to meet you, tell you I'm sorry. You don't know how lovely you are. I had to find you, tell you. You could say anything you want, and that would feel like that, because that the emotions of that allow you to say any words. You could literally be like, Jack and the Beanstalk was a great story. You can climb a beanstalk, get a golden egg. You could literally be like, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands. No, you know, and you just start being like, yeah, to the pledge allegiance. It's that the emotions of the song allow you to say whatever you want. I saw a video of Ben Folds 5 wrote a song on stage in 10 minutes. Oh, nice. I've done that a couple times. Like Yellow, like, look at the stars. I'll just read what you guys are saying. Using words from the program. Ben Folds' video is amazing. My penis is small. I'm now going to write a song now to Coldplay. Damn, you should make Walter an album. Toe sucking isn't fun. Just make a mess. Establishmentarianism is the longest word in the dictionary. I am the boss at this. See what I'm saying? Like, you get it. Alright, so yeah, until you read a German dictionary, that's true, there's some long ones. Oh, that's a good one. My armpits smell like taco meat. That would have been a good one. Alright, so is Hollywood... Alright, would an actor or actress get paid huge without selling product? The answer is no. Everything's about product. So when Jennifer Lawrence gets $20 million for a movie, it's because of a product. And same with news, same with everything. It's always a sale. I haven't heard Coldplay's new song. Check it out, though. Is Hollywood feeling their value is threatened by... Oh, I'm running out of battery. Shit. Is Hollywood feeling their value is being threatened by the opportunity of the internet is created for products to be advertised through clicks and with regular people? Absolutely. You see that the most with agents right now. Agents are spiraling because their job is absolutely irrelevant. The gatekeepers, man, their job is not important. You know, Warner Brothers, where we shot Sullivan and Son, the reason it was in Southern California is because of the sun. Because who is that little guy with the Adolf mustache? Charlie Chaplin started a studio there because they couldn't afford lights and there weren't the best lighting yet. They originally were in Massachusetts and it was always cloudy. So they go to Southern California because they literally needed sunshine. Well, since then, we now have pretty cheap lighting, great lighting, and there's now cameras better than that in everyone's pocket. And distribution is now free to everybody. That's why I'm very, very against net neutrality, because ironically, that's the way they're going to try and control the internet. They call it net neutrality. It's almost like a dark joke. All right, so next up, what would they all do if corporations stopped advertising through TV? I guess it's starting to trend towards subscription-based. Absolutely is. The constant emotion crusades from the left makes me think someone is trying to sell something. Not sure what yet. Of course it is. Because it's called outrage marketing. It's actually a whole method, which I refuse to be a part of because it's insane. And it's the dark matter of the internet. Like Adam McKay, the director that works with Will Ferrell. I know we definitely disagree politically in a lot of ways, but he's a very brilliant man. And I saw him tweet once that PR agencies and advertisers are the dark matter of the internet and of the world, which is true because it's this gravitational darkness that we don't really see or understand trying to push our eyeballs places. And it's like the first black this or the first gay this, or everybody's trying to stop this black queer guy from blowing someone on a movie. Now, to show how much you don't hate queer blacks, go to the movie and spend $15 and then popcorn and then soda and then get an Uber on the way home. Marketing can be really racist. It's a lot of stereotypes. Marketing class is very funny to me. Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at how funny this is, watch NBA. It's all fried chicken commercials and, you know, Kool-Aid sneakers, just shit that black people like. And then people call you racist for it, even though that's literally what it's for. I hate when corporations try and act moralistic. Just be honest. You want the dough. Oh, yeah, totally. That's why people like Trump. Because he's just like, yeah, I'm a dick. Suck it. Why are people starting to get offended by the words that aren't in a derogatory way? Because they want to control you. Read the Gulag Archipelago by Solzhenitsyn. Communism, one of the first things they do is they start changing the meaning of words so that they can control human beings. Yeah, that's a fact. So always be extremely wary when people start. What's your take on Patreon banning people? Well, I know that Sam Harris was so, yeah, doublespeak, read 1984. It's about authoritarianism. At the time, it was about fascism, which is a form of socialism. It was the German Socialist Workers' Party. No one wants to discuss that. But it is now about left. Because the American right isn't the European right. And I really want to make this clear. European right is Nazis and left is communism. In America, the left is communism. The right is an absence of government. So I don't want an absence of government because that's also dystopian. That's like Mad Max. But I'm more right because I want the government involved in less of my life. I'm pro First Amendment, pro Second Amendment, pro all the amendments. So that's why I'm considered right wing, because I'm for smaller taxes,
or lower taxes, smaller government, less corruption in Washington, all that shit. That's why I don't call myself Republican, because a lot of those guys are assholes trying to get money in a different way. That's why I say right versus left, because right-wing America is, ideologically at least, small government, individual freedom. Crowder's description of the role of government should be like that of a hockey referee. Yeah, yeah, totally. Crowder's awesome, man. The only way to get government out of our lives is not take money services from them. Yeah, they're still there though, man. They're fucking, Trump is businessman. He doesn't get emotionally involved. Yeah, I've grown to kind of like him, to be honest with you. I have. I think he's so over attacked that someone I normally wouldn't like, I find myself defending a lot. I never liked him. I didn't like his show. I don't like Y'all Fired. Patreon. So Sam Harris just pulled a baller move, and that guy is monstrous, right? I just listened to his most recent podcast, and he's getting off Patreon. He said, listen, I saw what you did to Lauren Southern. I don't even know anything about Lauren Southern, but there's too much of my business is on Patreon, so go to samharris.org if you want to support me. And because he's just, he's one of those atheists that can handle it, I feel like, because I think his brain functions in a way where he can, I can't, but like, he has a way of just, he's almost like a robot. I don't even know where I fall. I thought I was left until I started listening to you. Now I don't know where I fall. Well, just really think about it. Just make a list of what the right and left are, and don't think Republican, Democrat, because that shit changes all the time. Looking forward to Ben Shapiro debate. Shapiro's the greatest. I've always thought Trump will have true classical liberals happier than any other group. Yeah, I mean, he's like a 1990s Democrat, you know. I mean, the guy isn't religious. He's pro-choice. He's fine with gays. He's not, you know, George Takei said something. Oh, I got to finish my thought with Joe. I'm still going to do Patreon because I'm not, like, so extreme where I feel threatened, but I don't like, okay, I don't like what they did, but at the same time, I'm so bad with technology that I don't know how to set up my own thing. Like, I don't even know how to thank people who donate money to me right now. Like I get a notification that says, so-and-so just gave you $20 for your special off my website, Huge Pianist, which I greatly appreciate. I don't know how to write them back. That's where I'm at. If you write to whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com, I will write you back. But they didn't ban Sam. Sam just did a baller move and just fucking bailed. He's like, oh, is this still going? Did I run out of, oh yeah, okay, well, I'll just finish up with this. Yeah, Sam just bailed, man, which I thought was pretty baller. So the audio is probably gonna be different right now because my good microphone ran out of juice. Just keep doing these. This is more than enough, thanks. Do they give an explanation for banning Lauren? No, that's why it's crazy and scary.
I have titties.
I think it's only gonna make, if anybody has researched apartheid in South Africa, one of the reasons it was so bad, and this is why economists and right-wing capitalists are, I love Majid Nawaz, he's great. I love that dude. He's great. He's exactly what Islam needs. An absolute reformer calling them out on their bullshit. People keep trying to assassinate him on the left. He's getting sued by the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's insane. Oh yeah. Shit. I got to stay focused. Fuck. There's so many comments. All right. So I'll start with George Takei. George Takei is such a dipshit that he tweeted a screenshot of Trump banning, saying he didn't want transsexuals in the military. And he was like, you are the worst president in history. You're an embarrassment. So I literally write this post. I go, bear in mind, FDR put you in a camp, and then Truman dropped two atomic bombs on your country in cities of civilians. Trump just tweeted something, which isn't a law, by the way, about how people on hormone treatments may have to join the ranks of people with a thyroid problem or flat feet or too obese on the sidelines during a war. George Takei, you're rich and gay and free. You literally won the mega, mega, mega lotto of 80-year-old gay guys. So you're mocking a man constantly who does nothing back to you. And this is like what I'm saying when I say I never liked Trump, but now I find myself defending him. Because his criticism is so insane that if you like triage an accident, you know, one person's bleeding out from an artery, another person has a bruised dick, the bleed out is scarier. And hang on, transgender BS, but camps, his family and himself were in, slapping the faces. I know, and FDR is like this Democrat Jesus and keeps himself relevant with his crowd. And that gets, good point, Joe. That gets me back to the original point that Adam McKay made, that PR and advertising is the dark matter of the internet, where I don't even think he believes it unless he's insane. So what he's doing is creating an idea and putting it in the world, and people that are fans of his that want to feel like it's now justified to be that fucking crazy now are going to go with that because he just wants virality. He just wants to be viral. You know, and you see that a lot. These people now see that the craziest voices get the most amount of views. That's one reason, not to be arrogant or whatever, that's one reason why I'm not bigger, because I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to make myself a victim group. I'm not going to say insane shit. I like to be in the realm of, you know, what is it? Logic or consistency. And that, for some reason, this is what I was talking about with John, Adam McKay, where it's like a human is more likely to run away from a lion than towards a banana. So the way advertisers have done this is they've figured out how to make lions, not bananas. And so that's why I'm just calling people out now. People think I overpost about trans shit and all this stuff. No, what I'm doing is pushing back against crazy, just constantly pushing back, because it has to happen. Humans have an awful way of compliance all the way to genocide. So like, if you comply, right, if you go, the first lie you allow someone to say to you will only escalate, you know, where it's like if someone says 2 + 2 = 5 and you say okay, in a very short time you are escalating to something incredibly bad. Keep your values and your fans will always stick with you. Yeah. No, I'm good, man. I'm like in a good spot. You know, the place that I had so much anxiety over, that lake house that we bought and remodeled, is getting great traffic. It's getting, it's rented this weekend. So I'm starting, you should be Bill Maher of the right. Yeah, I think I kind of am a little bit. I mean, a lot smaller, but, or you could pull off the biggest troll of all time, come out as a closet transgender. But they, yeah, but see, they don't care because they know I know transgender people that are right-wing economists, and you never hear of them because it doesn't fit the fucking agenda. Unless you're insanely liberal, you're considered a Nazi. Right, they're painting themselves into a corner. And my point that I got sidetracked on about South Africa and apartheid is bigotry only hurts the business, right? And so back then, they wouldn't, like a white business wouldn't hire black people, even if they were more qualified, right? Now, people, the agenda right now is that white people are doing that, but we're not. That's insane, right? What's really happening is the left wing has taken over Hollywood so that they don't hire the funniest people. They give Netflix specials to awful, awful comedians, and people watch it and go, this fucking sucks. That only hurts their business. If you have any bigotry whatsoever, whether it's against black people or whether it's against libertarians, or whether it's against Christians, or whether it's against gays or anything. Yeah, Samantha Bee has never made anybody laugh. She is a propaganda machine. And so, like, I've watched Samantha Bee and never smiled. And I'm, you know, I there's a lot of people on the left that I find extremely funny. Lesbians, usually. I think lesbians can be alpha, hilarious comedians and leftists. They're the only people, though. Like, Ellen, I find funny. I don't give a fuck if she's, like, has terrifying policy views. I think she's really funny. Kid Rock, I'm into it. Good. Fucking Kid Rock. I want the right to win elections now because the left is insane and a threat to America's culture. So that's it. So if Kid Rock wants to do that, awesome. He will have to become adult rock. Silverman was funny, but now is anti-Trump garbage. Yeah, exactly. Well, what happened with someone like Silverman is she was super right-wing as far as libertarian-ish, kind of like how South Park is, like Trey Parker and those guys, where, you know, say anything, even if it's shocking. If it's true, people will laugh. Sarah Silverman was one of the funniest comics to me. And then once she got big enough, she closed the door on everybody else. And I think it's because she's not a lesbian. Because lesbians are always trying to get pussy, right? And so that's why a lesbian can be left-wing and still funny, because they're always trying to make women laugh. And if you're trying to make women laugh because you want to have sex with them, you're always going to stay the right course. The thing is, they don't just come off as funny, just preachy. Yeah. No, they're terrible. We want comedians to be funny, not uneducated leftists. Exactly. Also, you can be a leftist as long as you're not telling other people what to think. Perfect example, David Koechner is funny as fuck, and he's a lefty guy. Because he doesn't do stand-up about being a lefty. He's super fucking funny. He is, you know, I had to unfollow him on Twitter, even though he's a friend of mine, because it's constant Trump shit. But on stage or acting, that dude is fucking hilarious. And he doesn't tell people what to believe or what to... I think the people get the most annoyed when you act like you know more than them simply for being famous. Because that's bullshit. You know, a lot of actors are the dumbest people on the planet. Like, literally idiots. And, yeah. Because it's not about your political policy. I may be wrong. Maybe we should have safe spaces and cut our dicks off. I don't know. I mean, 99% sure it's bad, but you never fucking know. And that, yeah, but I have a platform. That's when shit got crazy. It's a great, I'm so glad you brought that up. Because it didn't used to be that way, you know? Athletes hit, you know, comedians told jokes. Now that there's no more gatekeepers and no more major networks and no more CNN as authority, people are looking at anything for a platform. It's like, I one of the reasons I left LA is because I knew that the businesses were about to start falling, right? Because they gave Pitbull an ABC comedy deal. Of course it didn't go, but they're like, Pitbull, how many followers does he have? 20 million? Fuck, let's get him into ABC comedy. That's insane. And that'll never last, and it never does. I watch it all the time. In LA, you see that shit all the time. And you're like, wait a minute, you just gave Jennifer Lopez a comedy development deal? I've never even seen that chick smile. Isn't she just known for her ass and scowling? Yeah, and so that's why I'm not anti-left. I'm anti what the left has become. I'm not anti, like Joe is a great buddy of mine who comments in. And like when we do shows, we literally hang out for hours. And we disagree on certain things. One night we argued all night about Bernie Sanders. I can't stand socialism. He seemed like a good dude, but, and we're like bros. I don't give a fuck what you believe, because I'm not a Harvard economist. Like, I could be completely wrong. I used to live in the Czech Republic, right? So socialism kind of triggers me, because I saw where it goes. The Eastern Bloc. This is why I've been anti-socialism since 99. I used to live in Brno, Czech Republic, right? And you go into a store, people don't even help you. They just have these dead eyes because they know they're going to get bread anyway. And that was even after the wall fell. They still had this culture of like nothing matters. And they were fucking, they'd literally talk to me and be like, why are you even here? You're American. Like, go to the great place. And I'm like, Jesus. And they loved Reagan. Loved. I was there for a year. And so I've always been extremely skeptical of people saying the government should provide the government. It sounds like Bane. Everyone compared Bane to Trump. Bane was so much more like fucking Stalin. The people will have the control, and I give it to you, the people. No, fuck that. That's a guy lying to you. That's literally like a dude at a bar telling a girl he's going to marry her if she sucks his dick. They're fucking lying. And I give it to you, the people. And everyone acts like I'm this fucking Monopoly guy. Like I'm like this guy with a big top hat and a steel fortune. My parents are teachers. My brother's a teacher lumberjack. I'm an artist for a living. Like I don't have power over anybody. I don't have this fortune. I have no trust fund. I have money because I work my ass off and I'm good with it. But like I'm not in a position of control. Like people that make it seem like, oh, okay, Koch brothers. By the way, Koch brothers are good dudes. I don't get, like, people don't fucking know shit. A lot of the Koch brothers just hate communism, right? They vote against their own shit all the time. They're not trying to make more money. Like, that, they literally, listen to an Freakonomics podcast called Should We Hate the Koch Brothers? It's two parts. It's fascinating, right? And they are old psycho billionaires, but they are principled, and I think they sound like really good dudes. Like they've donated to Democrats, to Republicans. They literally just hate communism. And when you're that rich and principled, like, because the Koch brothers' dad used to work for Stalin and hated it. He was forced over there because of bureaucratic fucking lawsuits in America over oil refining, right? And so when he came back, he was like, fuck those guys. We will, politically, we will always donate to anybody that keeps the American individual spirit alive, because their dad fucking hated those people. All right, I gotta start my day. I love this shit though. I love these talks. All right, do you guys wanna hear a quick song before I get out of here? And I don't know how to save the videos on Periscope. Can anyone email this to me? Because even the last 20 minutes, because I don't have anything recorded for the audio. Why didn't they laugh at gmail.com? Oh, Freakonomics, one of the best podcasts in the world. Freakonomics is like right-wing Radiolab. I love Radiolab too. Radiolab is lefty shit, but they're not agenda-driven. They're science-driven, and I find them fascinating, right? Freakonomics is the same way. It's more of a right-wing perspective, but they're not agenda-driven, trying to tell you how to live. So both of those podcasts are fascinating, because every economist is right-wing, because left-wing economics is a disaster. Yeah, Freakonomics, Koch Brothers is a two-parter. Should we hate the Koch Brothers? It's fucking great. Thank you. Thanks, Mark. You're the man. All right, what do you guys want to hear before we get out of here? Okay, like, perfect example. The Koch brothers were against that pipeline that all the hippies protested. They didn't like the pipeline. Pipeline would have made them $500,000 a day. And they were still against it because it went against American values of individualism. That's a fact. They were staunchly against that pipeline. Because it was starting to, like, it had something to do with globalizing or some shit like that. All right. I don't know South of Heaven. I'll look it up, though. Those were the days all in the family theme. I don't know that one either. Shit. Sorry, guys. I am failing you. I am fucking not. All in the family. I don't know. Keynesium isn't the crazy of the policy and stuff. Thanks, someone. I may not say much while you're talking about the stuff, but I'm listening. Oh, I love it. Patience, Guns N' Roses. All right. I can look up those chords and lyrics. Because I love Gina. I know Patience, I think. Sweet Caroline's a classic. I used to play piano in Key West after college. And we used to go, Sweet Caroline, and make the crowd go, you fucking bitch. Patience. Good times. Me and Pat DeLuca, who's now a big producer, met him in kindergarten. I'm going to be in L.A. Wednesday and Thursday. Oh, August 3rd, come to the Improv in Hollywood. Yeah, and if anyone needs to get on the list or anything, I don't care if you actually buy tickets or not. Just come to, just email me. I'll hook it up. Patience. All right. And then I'm doing Texas. I'm doing Plano and Dallas in August, and then I'm going to the UK. All at hugepianist.com. Chicago, I know I got to do it. It's been a while. I usually do the Improv, but I haven't gotten an offer there in a year, so I might have to find another place. A good old socialist song? Oh, you mean like Imagine? I'll do that in a second. Let me just do a little bit of this one real quick. Shed a tear, cause I'm missing you. Still I'll ride to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart now. Sad woman, take it slow. It will work itself out fine. All we need is just a little patience. Sad woman, make it slow. And it'll come together fine. All we need is just a little patience. complicated a piece for you? I can't read music. I can only, I can see what key something's in, and then I know the chords in my head. Like, even all this shit, I can't read music. Like,
it's all from here.
Rain Man and Piano. Yeah, no, apparently I have like a crazy IQ. Me and my mom were talking about that recently. It's like 147 when I was in fucking elementary school, and they like punished me for it because they're a bunch of psychos. All right, let's do John Lennon. This is me reacting. Oh, that's not hard. I could teach you how to do that. I'll tell you right now how it is. It's just C, shed it. And if you want to fill in chords, so you play a chord and then just move it around. Saw someone describe Mozart as metal music and classical. Yeah, it is. He's a rock star. Shed it. Just move the, like get in the chord and then just move around. So go. Shed a tear because I'm missing you. And then to G. Still alright to smile. And then A. Girl, I think about you every. And then D. Hey, now. It just falls open. It's like supposed to be this. Like it's really easy if you let it just be itself. And then back to C. Was it time? You don't even have to do anything. Just imagine just playing the chords. Ready? Shed a tear because I'm missing you. Still all right to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Doesn't that make it feel easier? Because that's all it is. Was a time when I wasn't sure. But you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart now. Now if you take that, you just move your hand around. Shed a tear cause I'm missing you. Still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day. See what I'm saying? It's like you get a set of rules for a world and operate in those worlds. All right, so this is me responding to John Lennon's Imagine. This is me in the concert, 1980. Imagine there's no heaven. Then where's my Nana? It's easy if you try. Why would I want to try to do that? No hell below us. Then what's stopping me from stealing from my boss? Above us only sky. How the fuck do you know? Imagine all the people. I can't imagine more than 150 people. No one can. That's a fact. Living for today. Why do I have a savings account and use condoms? You may say I'm a dreamer. No, me and my buddies have another word. It's communist. But I'm not the only one. Terrifying. I hope someday you will join us. If you go near my son, I'll blow your fucking head off. Described a corporation, corpus. Imagine no possession. You wrote this in a $30 million apartment. I wonder if you can. I can very easily. It's my reality. I'm not rich like you, you fuck. Nothing to kill or die for. So then why did my grandfather die fighting the fucking Nazis? Brotherhood of man. Sounds like a fucking cult. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You first, you rich bitch. You may say I'm a dreamer. I think the word is asshole. But I'm not the only one. Oh, we know, we're making lists. I hope someday you will join us. Over my cold dead body, you limey bastard. And the world will live as one. you move to America and not Nigeria?
I wonder if you can.
I don't know the rest of the words. All right. Well, if you want to support the podcast, patreon.com/WDTL. Got any advice on how to talk to a guy? Been too long, like before I got married. Yeah, watch the video feminists recently made about catcalling men. They will literally just pull their dicks out. No, just talk to men. Like, we're cool as shit, man. Just go right up to us and just be like, hey, what's going on? That's it. We're fun. Just be nice to us and encourage us and we'll die for you. Oh yeah, Mark, are you definitely gonna send me this video? Because I need the audio. Because my shit died. Hugepianist.com. Subscribe to Why Didn't They Laugh on iTunes or my YouTube/OwenBenjaminComedy. I'm trying to grow that shit. We've got 1,000 new subscribers this week, which is awesome. Compliment their package. They really do. Guys do love a package compliment, especially UPS drivers. Ha 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 ha. Sweet. I love you guys. Thanks for the hang.
Really enjoy it. Really enjoyable. We'll mail it. Monday Express. Oh, you don't have to mail it, man. I feel bad when you do that. Can you compress it and like email it or some shit? Or maybe I can figure this out. I don't know. I feel bad when you have to mail shit, but I really appreciate that shit, man. How do I save this video?